Welcome to part 2 of creating a PHP and MySQL newsletter and bulk email blast tutorial. And what we did in part 1 was listen to me blab a whole bunch and just yammer on about the logic and the flow of the application and how everything's going to work. And in part 2 here, we're going to get our hands dirty. So let's go ahead and get our hands dirty. So here we are in PHP MyAdmin for my existing database. And if you guys don't have a database set up already that you're working with and connected to already, then you can go to Develop PHP, which says MySQLi course here. And what you want to do is click, let's see, creating a MySQL database on your web host. And you go through all of that stuff. Make sure you read everything really good, even all the links that it sends you to, and you will be able to set up a MySQL database and connect to it, and then you'll be at the place where I am now. So what I'm inside of my existing database, and I'm just gonna add another table for the newsletter because it really doesn't require a whole database, just a little table. So if you have one that's already existing, go ahead and use that and just add a table to it. If you don't have a database set up, MySQL database set up, go to that link I just showed you at Develop PHP and follow all that stuff very closely. Or you can have your hosting provider help you out if you're feeling lost. Call them and tell them you want to set up a MySQL database and you're just having tons of problems. Alright, let's go to number of fields here. So we're going to create a new table on the database. Mine is called Mr. Magic Adam. And this is the one I used for my custom CMS tutorial system, where I showed how to build something like Joomla or WordPress. So that's where you see modules and pages there. New table going in is called newsletter, and that's going to have, let's see, I think I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fields. Press go, and then it's going to list all the fields out for you to designate what they are. First one is ID. So let's make that ID. If it'll let me type, ID. The second one is going to be name. Third one, email. This is where their email is going to be stored in that field. And the date time that the person signed up for your newsletter and received, which is going to be enumerated field. So let's go ahead and make that field. You see how they all say varchar here? We're going to make that one say enum. And we're going to give it some default values. Single quote 0, single quote, comma, single quote 1, single quote. So we have two default values in there, 0 and 1, and they're separated by a comma, and they're both wrapped with single quotes, and that's how it tells you how to set it up down here. You see, it's very easy. Now you go date time field, you're going to make that date time. Find the date time type and set it to date time type. And the email varchar 255 is good. Varchar 255 for name as well. And finally, the ID field, it's going to be integer type. So select int. And then go over here to extra, auto increment. And then slide on over to primary. So you highlight the, or select the radio button there for the primary field. So you have primary, auto increment, integer type, ID, and everything's ready to go. We're not going to have any default values for, well, let's put a default of 0 in the received field. And that's it. Now press save. Don't press go because it'll add another field and save. But what you want to do is press save. It'll create that table for you. Now with that table created, let's click on that newsletter. Let's look at it real good. Okay, we have an ID field. So each person, this is going to auto increment. Each person that comes in to be subscribed to our newsletter is going to have a unique ID that's going to auto increment. So the first guy is number 1, second guy number 2, third guy is number 3, so on and so forth. And but they won't be aware of that number. Then their name, email, and the date time that they subscribed, and whether they have received the latest email campaign, the newsletter, the latest newsletter or not. And I might add another field here to this if we require it, but you'll see me do it. I won't leave anything out. And so that's pretty much all you need for storage. And the only reason why it took me so long is because I was explaining what all these fields are and how to set them. I could have done that in 20 seconds and been done. So that's not bad time. You're near 30 seconds to a minute and you got your storage mechanism set, okay? Okay, now that we created our MySQL database, we have to be sure we connect to it. Before we start coding out any kind of applications, we got to make sure we're connected to that bad boy. So let's go into Dreamweaver, and these files are going to be available with the tutorial. That way you can download and get to the files and set it up the way you need for your system. So what you'll do is you go in here and you get this connect to mysql.php file, and you change these four lines: the db host, the db username, db pass, and db name. And you can get all of that information. I can't help you with that exact information, and nobody can except your hosting account administration, the people who own your hosting account, and yourself. If I was on your server, I could get the information no problem, because I know where to go and get it, where to look. If you don't, then you gotta ask, okay? But if you look around, you can probably find it. Visit the help files and search for MySQL connection info or whatever, something like that. Anyways, this is your connect file. Now I'm going to open a file called MySQL QuickTest that I have. I'm going to put this all on the server just to be sure that I'm connected to my database. So I'm going to FTP everything into a folder called newsletter. So say my site is on a root directory. Inside of that root directory, I'm going to have a folder called newsletter that's going to hold this whole application pretty much. So I'm going to FTP a folder called newsletter, which I have right here on my desktop. You can see right here. There it is, newsletter. And inside of it, I have connect to MySQL, my MySQL quick test, and my index file. On the index file is going to be the form for gathering their information. Okay, you'll just want to disregard this index file for now. The one we just described are connect to MySQL, which you saw in full, and MySQL quick test, which you also saw in full. There's quick test, and there's connect to MySQL. And we're using the MySQL family of functions and not the new and improved MySQLi family of functions in order for this tutorial to be more universal for more users. But this works in PHP 5 and PHP 4 universally. Don't worry about it. Okay, so let's go to add these to the web server and test. Okay, here I am at my live server online. I'm going to go to that directory, newsletter. Yep, it says forbidden. I'm going to go to the file inside of it called MySQL quicktest.php. You see there? Success in database connection, happy coding. So everything is good. And I have all the data I need to connect to my database, my storage apparatus. Okay, now with our database set and our storage apparatus ready, we are ready to move on in this first section here. And we just finished create the MySQL database table and connect to it. And we're sure that's working. So now we'll move on to create a form for gathering their names and email addresses. And write a script to send their info to the MySQL database. I'm going to combine these two into one little file, which is just going to be a smarter way to work, I think, and help you with clutter. You can combine both of these things into one file, the form and the parsing mechanism, error handling, everything, one file. And we're going to be covering that file and creating it in part 3. So stay tuned and make sure you guys comment and rate this video high if you want to see me continue, or else I'll feel like nobody has any interest in learning this type of thing any further and just move on to something better. Okay, so you guys give me some feedback. Okay, bye-bye.